Blog Talk Radio.
See, the most major conservative groups have put out statements blasting this deal. Are you worried?
You mean the groups that came out and opposed it before they ever saw it?
Yes, those groups. Are you worried that
they're using our members and they're using the American people for their own goals? This is ridiculous.
Side of the insurance of the state of Illinois, and he says when you mandate coverage, it's rolled directly on premiums. As the premiums increase, that's paying for these services. You cannot say that these are free of charge.
Again, consumers will not have a copay or deductible. And I think that
will you admit they will have a higher premium?
If no, I do not. I think what a lot of actuaries will tell you is if you have preventive care and prevent a costly hospital stay, cancer.
All right. All right, I got it.
Down the line that cost
we're just going to agree to disagree.
Lowers the premium, doesn't raise it.
It's like talking to the Republic of Korea or something.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Once again to the program, I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And always remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. What we can't afford is tyranny. So let's get right into this. We've got lots and lots and lots of people that want to take away your freedom, so let's get this ship underway and let's stop them, huh? You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. All right. Now, I want to start this morning here with this so-called deal that's got everybody up in arms. Well, Mr. Boehner, let me see if I can try to explain it to you, okay? Debt is now up $3 trillion in less than 3 years under your deals. More than all the presidents from Washington through Reagan. So you see, Mr. Boehner, that we can no longer afford to give you guys any more free passes. No more. You're done. I'm sorry, but we gotta weed the herd. Look, you drop the ball, you got to sit on the bench. All right? That's how it works. And you drop the ball. There is no excuse for you people not balancing this budget, or at least even coming close. And I'm sick and tired of this 10-year crap. What the hell is this? Every time you guys do some stupid budget thing, it's always 10 years from now, 10 years from now. We're sick of 10 years from now. 10 years from now never comes. Because in a year and a half or 2 years, well, you do it again for another 10 years. And what the hell is this sequester something about with the military or this and that, we're only going to let them have that money for a year and a half. No, I mean, what the hell point is that? I mean, what is that? Why? I mean, look, if the defense needs the money, the defense needs the money until they no longer need the money. There's no time limit on defense. That's what just confuses the living hell out of me. That's why sometimes I just get all blah. I can't figure out what the hell to say. It doesn't make any sense. This whole bill, none of it makes any sense. Mr. Payne, I mean, we can't afford this anymore. I'm sorry, guys, but no more free passes from you guys. We're sick of it. That's what is upsetting us, Mr. Mayor. See, people who have a conservative mind who are paying attention, and you don't have to be Einstein, but you got to have some certain level of intelligence so you can see that big giant sign right there that says dead end. Well, we're fast approaching it, and there's a cliff on the other end. We don't want to go over the cliff. That's what has us so upset, Mr. Boehner. It's a friggin' snow job. We don't want any more of this, these gimmicks and trickeries. And we don't want any more of it. They want straight. They just want Congress just to once just be straight with the American people. But you're not. The problem with you people is you have to do everything you can to keep yourself reelected, because as soon as you get out, you're going to get caught. You have one crooked deal after another. You have to stay in office to be protected. We're sick of that. We don't want any more of that. We want people to go to Congress that are going to Congress for, well, the reasons it says to go to Congress for. We'll start with the Constitution. It tells you right there. Boom! Article 1, the first freaking article. Imagine that, right after the preamble. You know that preamble, the one that this administration has completely destroyed? There's nothing left of it. Preamble? What preamble? I'm looking at this. I don't see it. You know, I feel like I'm in that, what was that, Back to the Future, when all the, you're looking at all the, his family, and they all start disappearing because the future, they're on some kind of strange, bizarre tangent. Well, that's what's happening here. I'm looking at the Constitution. It's been erased. The whole preamble is erased. It's terrible. Oh, my God. Oh, look at this. The First Amendment's gone. I don't even see that. Where is it? First Amendment. Where'd it go? I mean, we don't know if we have the Third Amendment or not. That one's coming close. You just wait. The Fourth Amendment, forget about it. That's gone. I mean, it's just what the, in the executive branch, I don't even see that entire, what the hell? There's not even an Article 2. Oh, my God. Barely even an Article 1. It's going away. Jesus Christ, there's nothing left on the paper. It's empty. Maybe that's why we're a little upset, Mr. Boehner. We kind of like to keep that document, if you don't mind, but we're not going to be able to keep it if we can't afford to keep it. If we go bankrupt, we're screwed. There's not going to be any more freedom left. We see the sign, Mr. Boehner. We're paying attention. We got both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2 o'clock. We have our feet on the brakes, both of them. You, You guys got your, you got both feet on the friggin' gas. It's time to drop that jib and slow this ship down, Mr. Boehner. We will fall off the edge of the earth. My God, Mr. Boehner, no more debt. We can't afford it. Why can't you see this? I don't know. You're supposed to be a businessman. How, you wouldn't be able, you wouldn't run your business like that, Mr. Boehner. Hell no. So why do you want to run the country's business like that? I don't know. I have no idea. I wouldn't do that. I would be embarrassed. I would be ashamed to take somebody else. Somebody give me their money. Yeah, go ahead. Give me your money and you run it. Okay. I would be embarrassed and I would be ashamed if I squandered it, especially the American people's money. What, do you consider yourself not part of American people? Mr. Boehner, that's why the conservatives are upset. We love you guys, but we've had enough. So I'm sorry, but, you know, again, you drop the ball, you got to sit on the bench. We got to get those guys in there that are hungry. They want to make the plays. You know what I mean? My God. Let's see what it says here. This is an article. I can't even remember where the hell it's from. So the new debt run up by the federal government since Mr. House Speaker Jonathan Boehner cut his first, I don't know if it's Jonathan or not. It might be just John. I don't know. I just felt like being a little more official than I absolutely had to be. A little superfluous, but that's, you know, it's the way it is. What are you going to do? I'll try this again. The new debt run up by the federal government since House Speaker John Boehner, that's exactly how it's written, cut his first spending deal with President Barack Insane Obama. That's me putting that in there. Has now topped $3 trillion, exceeding all the debt accumulated under all American presidents from George Washington through Ronald Reagan. Mr. Boehner became Speaker in January of 2011 after the Republicans won a majority of the House of Representatives in 2010 election. Bah, 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 bah. He cut his first spending deal with President Barack Insane Obama on March 1, 2011. And that deal took effect after March 4th. Well, well, well. When the conducted resolution for the funding of the government expired. Blah, 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 blah. Get to the meat, goddammit. I don't want to listen to all this crap. I don't need to read his freaking resume. At the close of the business on March 4th, 2011, the federal debt was $14,182,627,000,000,000. On and on and on and on and on. As the close of business on December 10th, 2013, it was $17,234,000,000,000. On and on and on and on and on. Key points here, it was $14 trillion, now it's $17 trillion. That means that under federal spending deals negotiated during Boehner's speakership and approved by a Republican majority House, that Boehner leads the federal has increased $3,051,378,000,000,000, blah, 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 blah. That's why we're upset, Mr. Boehner. It's those kinds of numbers. It's that $3 trillion that is kind of got a lot of people scared. You know what I mean? That's why we're upset, Mr. Boehner. So no, it is not ridiculous. These friggin' numbers are ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. $3 trillion in your speakership is ridiculous. We don't need to read the stupid bill to know that you just bent over the American people and screwed them. Especially if you have Fatty Patty Murray up there slobbering all over herself. You know there's a butt screwing going on somewhere. And the American people are going to be the recipient. Look, Mr. Boehner, I'm sorry, guys, but no more free passes. You guys are done. Paul Ryan, what the hell? I mean, what the hell? You surprised me, kid. I mean, again, you broke my heart too, man. I don't know. I mean, if you can't see that that is trickery, Mr. Ryan, I'm sorry. I mean, then you're up there, you're talking about, I mean, just see, again, it doesn't matter what party you are. They all talk out of their goddamn mouths, out of both sides of the mouths. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. Mr. Ryan, I mean, you're criticizing Obama and you're doing this, and then you're going ahead and you're doing the same damn things. This is what we're sick and tired of, Mr. Boehner. This is why people are upset. My God. And it's not just the conservatives, it's the American people. I don't know what planet you guys are on. My God, you, Boehner, have been bitching about the debt. How many years now, including with, as long as I can remember, we've been bitching about the debt. Every single time. You know what happens? Every single administration, it keeps getting more and more and more and more and more. Everybody talks about it. Well, one day we're going to have to do it. Well, that one day is long gone. It is now. Way past now. I'm sorry that these other presidents got their opportunity to spend like drunken sailors, but we can't do that anymore. The country's going to be fine. Actually, the country's going to start to prosper. First of all, we got to let people work, Mr. Obama. That's number one. And Congress, you got to be responsible. You got to, there's got to be a way to override those executive orders. You can't keep putting all these executive orders. You're taking the job out of the Congress. And why aren't you upset, Congress? My God, if I was in Congress, I'd be blowing chips, especially the Speaker of the House. No, 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 no. I would be demanding, no, 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 no. Mr. Boehner, you have the power to stop that. That's executive order power is one thing, but that's too much. No. He is far exceeding his executive order power. And you do have a way to stop it. But you don't. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to. I'd like to get to the bottom of it, if you wouldn't mind. I'm sure the American people wouldn't mind either. But will we? I'm sick of talking about him right now. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder for any booty. Well, 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 what do we have here? Right on top here, this is some booty for you. Our good friend Kat Sebelius gives her, I guess, testimony. I wouldn't call it testimony. I would call it baloney. Representative Issa accuses HHS, Kat Sebelius, of criminally obstructing probe into Obamacare website. Good for you, Mr. Issa. See, now I like this guy when he fights, man. When he fights, he can fight. But these stupid hearings, we need more than that. We need hearings in front of grand juries. This stuff is, my God, I know I'm not going to go into all the criminal activity, but, I mean, you know it. I mean, my God. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. I mean, it doesn't stop this, Obamacare. Stimulus packages. They didn't go to any jobs. That went to pay back campaign donors. How is that legal? That's what I'd like to know. How is that legal? You see, Mr. Boehner, you as Speaker of the House and all you committee guys, this isn't legal. You guys should be standing up saying, whoa, wait a minute. No, 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 no. But see, that's the job of the Congress. That's why we have three branches of government. You see what I mean? I mean, the Congress's job is you got to make sure that, everybody's in check. You have that right. You also have the right to police yourselves. That's your job. There isn't one branch of government. There's three. God almighty. I mean, you guys have the job. That's your duty. I mean, these are criminal activities. This isn't some, stained blue dress scandal. No, 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 no. This isn't some smoking crack and buying hookers and whatever. No. This is criminal activity. Lives were lost. American lives lost. And I don't care if it's only one. One life is enough. How about that SEAL team that supposedly killed bin Laden? Where are they? Oh, that's right. Their helicopter went down. Oh, yeah. Did the media cover that? Oh, kinda. There was one station I remember that, you know, covered it. We haven't heard about that in a long time. Where are the investigations for that? I mean, here you have the SEAL team that killed bin Laden, and they all mysteriously die in a helicopter crash with no backup, nothing, and we don't hear anything about it? Something doesn't smell right there. You know what I mean? Where were you guys on that? I mean, the criminal activity in this administration alone. Yeah, okay, fine. You want to blame a whole bunch of stuff on Bush? Go ahead. We can go back. We can blame Reagan. We can blame Clinton. We can blame Daddy Bush. I mean, we can blame Nixon and Carter. And I mean, my God, Ford, Kennedy. How about Kennedy? What happened in the Bay of Pigs? Oh, yeah. What? How about that air support? Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mr. President, for that air support. You sent us out here to do this goddamn mission, and you don't give us any air support? And we're supposed to accept that? No. I don't blame the CIA for being pissed. Now, I don't know whether they had anything to do with killing him or not. I don't know. Who God only knows. But I'm sure it was somebody. Somebody impotent. But it doesn't matter. Hopefully we've learned from a few things on both ends of that. But no. So where are you guys? This is our problem in us civilians, I guess you might say. We can see it, but they can't. They're right there. They're right there in the middle. They can't see it. They're right there on the field. They can't see it. We're up in the nosebleed section up there with Bob Uecker. We can see just fine. But they can't see it. They're right there on the field. Can't see it. Sexiest man alive is brought in now to boost Obamacare enrollment. Oh, isn't that rich? I mean, these guys, I mean, for God's sakes, if you have to go with some kind of celebrity. I don't know. He's a singer or he's somebody. I don't know who the hell he is. But if you have to stretch to that level to get somebody to sign up to your, you know, your mandated health care program, I mean, here it is. It's mandated and no one's following it. So they got to, I mean, even his mandate doesn't even work. You know what they're going to do next? He's going to give it another executive order. You know, he can change the law. He doesn't have to go through Congress. He can just change the law and say that the tax, and he can get together with the IRS. The IRS can do whatever they want to now. You know, if they get caught, well, you know, they just, you know, keep spinning and, you know, that's it. A couple of rogue employees. They've been dealt with. I'm sure they have. More waste, fraud, and abuse with taxpayers' money for the rollout of Obamacare, not to mention more new taxes. Yes, we'll cover into that. We'll get right on into that. There's all kinds of little taxes and stuff and little fees. They're nickel and dime you to death. Now they're dollaring you to death now. Forget about the nickels and dimes. They ain't screwing around with that no more. They're going with the straight frickin' dollar, man. Interpreter at Mandela event. I'm still laughing about that. He claims he was hallucinating. He was talking to angels. They were, I guess maybe he was speaking to angel. I don't know. I don't know. God Almighty. Oh man. But I mean, we'll get into it, but it is kind of funny. He's like very violent and he's crazy. He's schizophrenic. How the hell did they get him up there to do this? I mean, who the hell was in charge of that? That whole funeral was, I mean, it almost seems like, well, I mean, I'm not a real Mandela fan. I'm not an enemy of him. I really don't know all that much about him. and all about that. I know a little bit, but I'm not a real expert on Mandela. I know the talking points, and that's about it. At the time that this was going on, it was a time in my life I didn't watch TV for about 4 or 5 years. I had no idea what the hell was going on in the world, and I was just working. And it was kind of crazy times, but what are you going to do? So anyway, I'm not an expert on Mandela, but my point is, if you're there to memorialize somebody, you need to, excuse me, feel a sneeze coming on. I don't know where the hell that's coming from. My allergies should be over with by now, you'd think. But in any event, you're at this memorial. I mean, it's almost like the guy, I mean, just a total disrespect to this guy. Everything went wrong. It was raining, first of all. Then you have Obama and the Prime Minister of Denmark and the Prime Minister of England. I mean, they're yucking it up, and, you know, they got a threesome going on there, slobbering all over yourselves. You got Michelle Obama. She's throwing a pissy fit. No one wants to include her into the fun. And plus, her husband's all sweet and nicey-nice on the, you know, the Prime Minister of Denmark. She's all sideways. And then you see that picture of Obama kissing her hand. He knew he was in trouble. He knew what the hell he was doing. And he knew Mama was pissed. That, I mean, this whole thing is just a joke. The whole funeral, from the very beginning. Then you get Obama up there. He's slobbering all over the Raul Castro and then slobbering all over his wife. Oh, yes, yes. Then you got that interpreter. Hold on a minute. Well, you know what? I'm going to come back. We'll get back into that. I'm about to sneeze my head off here. I don't know where the hell this is coming from, so. I'm sorry. I was trying to push the button to stop that. I'm sorry. I did not mean to have you hear that. I was trying to get to the button, but didn't make it in time, and the headset went flying off. So, hey, you know, that's life in the big city sometimes. Things just happen. So anyway, so on top of all that, now you've got this interpreter who's got violent tendencies. He's schizophrenic. He belongs in a mental hospital. He's up there now giving sign language, talking to angels. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You brought this script into Hollywood, they'd laugh your ass out of the building. They'd laugh your ass out of the town, out of the state. I mean, good God. Sorry, folks, I don't know where this sneeze is coming from. There's got to be dust in here somewhere. I thought I dusted. I don't know. Who the hell knows? Anyway, Obama will extend amnesty now for all the young illegals. Isn't that nice? They need those. They need those youngins. They need those youngins in there so they can sign up for Obamacare, number one. That's all about. And so they can vote Democrat. That's the only reason. I'm sorry, but illegals, you've got to realize that you're not getting citizenship. You're their little, their token. You're their vote. You're over here to vote, and that's it. I'm sorry, but that's the reality. It's sad, but it is true. You are here for no reason other than to vote and vote Democrat, and that is it. Us on the right, we want you here to be citizens, to be a part of the country. Vote whatever the hell you want to. But if you're going to come over here, you're going to abide by our rules, not your rules. That's number one. You can't just make up the rules. You're not President Obama. You can't just make up all the rules that you want to make up and claim an executive order. Well, yeah, I got executive order power. No, Mr. President, you don't. But you've taken it. And Congress, you should be stepping up and saying, no, 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 no more. I'm pretty sure if somebody really dug deep down inside, it wouldn't take very long. You could find that executive order power has been exceeded its limit and has now become unconstitutional. It is time to put an end to it. And if you guys aren't going to stand up and fight for what is needed, well, then you're going to lose your job. I'm sorry. You dropped the ball, you got to sit on the bench. You're done. We're going to trade you. Go to Europe if you want to do that kind of crap. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with Europe. We just don't want to live like them. We want to live like Americans. Why? Well, because we like being different. We don't want to be like everybody else. We want to be free. Free within us. Not within you, not within the government, not within what's going on in Europe. Who the hell cares what's going on in Europe? Let Europe worry about what's going on in Europe. That's their job. They don't worry about what the hell's going on here. Well, it kind of seems that way. But everybody just needs to just let people be the way they want to be. And if you don't like them, turn around and go the other friggin' direction and shut up. Oh, my God. All right. All right, let me take a little drink here. Now the sun is shining here. It's a beautiful blue sky. We still got snow on the ground. I love it. I can't wait. I hope it snows 6 feet and we keep it all until like March. Right in time for preseason baseball to start. Boy, I can't wait. It's going to be an interesting season this year. I don't know what the hell the Yankees are going to do. Unbelievable. It kind of almost reminds you of when, in the early, after like 64, the Yankees, and then you can consider now Mickey Mantle is like Derek Jeter, everybody's retired and Mickey's, still hanging on. He's still, still Mick, and Derek's still going to be Derek, and the team is just going to be awful for a long time. So now they lost Robbie Cano. $21 million a year. God almighty, man. I don't know how these teams afford it. And if you notice, a lot of times these teams, they get into these multi. That's what happened to Texas. They got Alex Rodriguez for $25 million a year and realized they couldn't afford it. Personally, I think if you're going to have these multi-gazillion-dollar contracts, which I don't really care, the number's not important, but if you're going to make these contracts at $25 gazillion a year, these astronomical contracts, you got to no, you can't. You know what I mean? I mean, 10 years? That's ridiculous. They should be stuck with it. Actually, should be neither side can trade. If you're going to make a contract, make a contract. You can trade them after the contract is over. But, I mean, they get a hold of these multi-gazillion dollar, they got to have Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, well, they never went anywhere with him. But they paid him that $25 million and realized, hey, we can't afford this. They got to dump him. I mean, the Yankees could afford him. Now the Yankees can't. They still $200-some-odd million a year. It's like almost $300 million a year. They pay just in salary. That's a lot of money, man. You know what I mean? I mean, that is a lot of money. I think Derek Jeter, he makes like $20, $25 million a year. Just one man. I mean, my God. That'd be nice, though, man. I'd love a package like that. But, look, it's business. You can't keep spending money like that. The Yankees realize, hey, look, we can't keep spending money like that. We're not going to stay in business any longer. Well, Congress, you got to take a little advice on what goes on in the private sector. There's not an unlimited supply of money for the public sector to just take. You have to understand that. You have to manage your money wisely, just like the Yankees do. That's why they had to dump Robbie Cano. Otherwise, they're gonna go under. You don't want the Yankees to go under. It's the New York Yankees, for God's sakes. Well, it's no different. Start managing the money wisely, and people won't be pissed off at you. Pretty simple. Let's get into this stupid Tat Sebelius' testimony yesterday. Just, I mean, what was the point? I mean, it was just crap after crap after crap. You knew there was nothing coming out of that. So anyway, the taxpayers are now shelling out $14,000 per Obamacare enrollee. That is $5.2 billion for just 364,682 enrollees. Unfriggin' believable. So she's before Congress. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius provided an updated dollar amount for the cost of healthcare.gov, the website. A website. I've got a website. I went through GoDaddy. It didn't cost me $677 million friggin' dollars. I'm sure if you got together with GoDaddy, I'm sure they probably could have built you one hell of a website. That would have been great advertisement for them. You could have picked anybody. Jesus God. Anybody better than the ones you spent $677 million? In addition to the $677 million spent on this stupid website, one website, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has shoveled out $4.5 billion. That's with a B. A B. Billion. Of taxpayers' money to promote Obamacare. Un-friggin' believable. $4.5 billion to promote Obamacare, and you still only have 364,000 people that signed up. Most of those, at least a third, if not more, are not actually enrolled. Most of them think they're enrolled, but they're not. Then you try to call the insurance company. Of course, you can never get through to that crap. Nobody knows nothing. You don't know this. You don't know that. You don't know where to make your payment. Nobody's got insurance. What's going to happen January 1st? People start going into hospitals. What the hell's going to happen? It's going to be a goddamn mess. You see, Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and Mr. Boehner, you see now why we're upset, why you did not hold the line and stop Obamacare from being implemented. Stop it. You should have stopped the government. You had a perfect opportunity. They blamed you on shutting down the government, so why not take the blame? Stick to your guns. Stick to what is needed, what is right. You could have won, but you didn't. You didn't fight. You didn't want to fight. We didn't want to fight in Benghazi. They had reruns to Leave It to Beaver, and I think I Dream of Jeannie was coming on. It was taco night. I mean, plus we wouldn't get there in time anyway. You know, it's a long ride. It's dangerous. It's dark. Plus, the president, he's got a big fundraiser tomorrow in the Las Vegas. He doesn't have time for all this war stuff. Embassies burning and all this. He doesn't have time for that. He's talking to Jay-Z. Oh. Taking another selfie with the Prime Minister of Denmark. I don't know what the hell he's doing. My God in heaven, you need $4.5 billion to promote Obamacare? So it's altogether $4.5 billion plus $677 million equals a total of $5,177,000,000 divided by 364, 682 equals $14,196. Jesus God. Was that worth it, Mr. Obama, your health care plan? Huh? Was it worth it to lie to the American people to get yourself elected the first time? Was it worth it to lie to the American people so you can get this health care crammed down our throats in the middle of the night when we told you we didn't want it? Was it worth it? Was it worth it to not realize that the Tea Party was actually right and you were wrong? And you still refuse to admit that you're wrong? Here are the numbers. These are real numbers, Mr. Obama. These aren't fake numbers. Nobody's making this up. And that 364,000 that signed up for your Obamacare, most of them are either Medicaid or Medicare, getting it for they're getting it for free. The government's paying for that. Then you have a portion that think that they actually paid, but they didn't. They think they're insured, but they're not. What those numbers are, I think it's 364,000. They won't give out the real numbers, but it's anywhere from like, I've heard numbers anywhere from 70 to 80% of the 364,000 are actual Medicaid or Medicare. It's only like 20%, I think, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it's something like that that are actually paying. And that percentage of those people that are paying, those people aren't even insured. So it's even less than that. So you can see that there's probably only maybe just a few thousand people that are actually signed up for Obamacare. That's pathetic. That's why they won't give you those numbers. But look at it. We already know the evidence. All I'm doing is taking the evidence and I'm putting it in line. That's all I'm doing. I'm putting it right there. You can see it. So when it's all said and done, there's probably only, what, maybe 3,000, 4,000, maybe tops, 2,000 to 4,000 people that are actually maybe six, I don't know. But I guarantee you, I'll be safe to bet that it's under 10,000. I think that's a safe bet. I'm going to really say it's more like 3,000. Somewhere in there. It might even be two. Hell, it may not even be really any. That might be the sad part. It might be only 1,000, if that. Maybe it's even in the hundreds. We don't know. We can't get a straightforward answer from anybody. So how the hell are we supposed to know? I don't know. Nobody knows. They don't even know, I bet. They have no idea. If you want to pay for it, you can't pay for it. Yeah, believe that or not. Did you hear that guy? I don't know if I got it here or not. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know. But she was being grilled, and the guy was like, well, I tried it. He's from Texas. He says, I tried it, and I couldn't do it. Oh, well, everything is running beautifully. The hub has been running beautifully from start to finish. Really? You can't pay for it. You think you can pay for it, but they're not getting the money. They're not getting... The transfer isn't going through. That part of the system isn't capable. There's nothing there when you pay for it. Then it just sits there and doesn't do anything because it's not, well, it hasn't been, well, created yet. It still hasn't been written. The website's still not even completed yet. And he refuses to give waivers to anybody who's not either in a union or belongs on Wall Street. So if you're one of these people that you got, and there's at least 5 million, some of you got, there were a few letters that went out, I guess, that told you how to get insurance somewhere else or whatever. But there's a lot of people out there that are in limbo. They can't sign on to Obamacare. Then when they do, they're not actually enrolled. They don't know it. little Susie's going to fall down and break her nose, needs to go into the emergency room. Well, you're not covered. Well, what do I do? I don't know. Well, you're not covered. Can't help you. You got to go to that hospital over there. Yeah, but that's 100 miles away. Well, there's a gas station across the street. Make sure you fill up. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be a mess. People are going to rebel, man. People are going to revolt. People are going to be pissed. I mean, you start screwing with them in the emergency room, you know, especially when people, you know, their family members are hurt. And you got people that are, well, they're going to be throwing some fits. I mean, let me tell you. And it's going to get ugly. Real friggin' ugly. I guess maybe that's why Homeland Security has been buying up all the bullets. They recognize that's what's going to happen. What their point of that is, I don't know. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that to your country? I don't get it. But that's what's happening. I mean, the evidence is right there. I don't see it any other way. I'd like to. I can't say for 100% certain, but I can just look at the evidence and say, well, that's the best possible answer that I can come up with. Until somebody can come up with a better answer, I'll be willing to take a look at it. All right, let's listen to this first clip of our girlfriend, Kat. Good God, this chick. Anyway, she wants to get to the bottom of this. You know, she wants to get to the bottom of this. She's going to get the Inspector General. Oh, that sounds important. Get the Inspector General in there to conduct an investigation. Well, they're doing that on purpose. And Rudy Giuliani said it last night. I was thinking the same thing. And when I heard him, I said, okay, now I know that I was thinking correctly. I'm sorry. I like Giuliani. You know, he just told me. I'm not saying just because Giuliani says something, it's got to be true. I'm just saying that I heard somebody else say the same thing that you were thinking. And I'm sure there was a lot of people thinking that. But the only reason why they're getting the Inspector General in there is so they don't have to talk anymore, because they know these numbers are so ridiculous. There's probably only a few hundred, maybe a few hundred or a few thousand that are actually signed up for Obamacare. Those are abysmal numbers. This is a mandate. A mandate. You are mandated by executive order to sign up for this health care, but nobody is. That shows how much respect we have for you, Mr. Obama. That should say something. Maybe you should listen to the American people and go, oh, I guess they really don't want this health care. Yeah, we don't want your Obamacare. Now, there was a guy last night I was watching a little bit on that Baird. I can't think of his first name right now. I'm terrible. He's on Fox. Come on. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, he was he's a congressman there in, I can't remember, I think it's Oklahoma. And I can't even remember his name. And I wish I wanted to write his name down last night. And I've seen him before. But I just don't know him all that well. He's not in the news all that often. So I think it's Price or something like that. But anyway, he had actually a pretty good plan. And they had a nice discussion last night. You had Krauthammer and old DB and the other guy. And they were asking him, intelligent questions. They weren't, you know, beating him up. And they were asking him, you know, some, relatively tough questions, but in a nice way. And it was a nice discussion. I thought it was – actually, I was kind of pleased. I thought, okay, here we can have an intelligent discussion and get all the stuff out. Nobody screaming and hollering like I do most of the time. And the way he explained it, he brought a lot of good points. And, of course, you know, the president said, anybody's got any good ideas? Well, this guy's got he's got some pretty good ideas, and I think that's what's going to have to ultimately end up happening if we're going to do this right, but it won't. He won't do it. This president is stubborn. He's going to do it his way regardless. He's not going to admit that his plan doesn't work. Because if he admits his plan doesn't work, then that means he's a failure. Well, no, that admits you're a leader, because real leaders, Mr. President, they admit when they're wrong. That's what a real leader does. Anyway, I'm sorry. Just admit that your plan doesn't work. We got to scrap it. I don't know why the government has to get involved, but this plan that he had, and I wish I could remember his name. Damn it! And I was going to get download some clips for you today, but I was running ragged. I was doing all kinds of stuff. But anyway, maybe I'll get some tomorrow, and we'll cover it. But the government wouldn't be involved in it. It would have preconditions. It would have, you know, the right things that we need. That stupid 26-year-old on your parents' plan, that's just stupid. I mean, I can see 21, but 26 gets a little, I don't know, it's a little much. That's all I'm saying. 21, I can understand. You're going through college, or unless you're in college. If you're in college, you're still in college up until you're 26, I can understand that. I can see it that way, but not just because you're in 26. Meaning, if you get out of high school and you're in college, and you go through, you know, 4 years of this and then 4 years of that, and then, you know, you're still in college up until you're 26. But by the time you're 26, you should be out of college or whatever. You know, if you're still in college after 26, you know, whatever. You figure it out from when you get there. But in any event, it would allow, like Republicans have been complaining about for a long time. I remember this several years ago, where insurance companies are allowed to sell policies across state lines. That doesn't even make any sense why you wouldn't. GEICO sells insurance across state lines. State Farm sells insurance across state lines. What the hell's the difference? Insurance, is it not? Same basic concept. Insurance is insurance. There's no excuse why, if you're in Podunk, Idaho, you can't buy some insurance company from New Hampshire. Who the hell knows? Who cares? It's insurance. It's health insurance. That would greatly help. But the first thing you need to do, Mr. Obama, stay the hell out of insurance business because you don't understand it. That's blatantly obvious. You have no concept of how this bill works, but yet you refuse to admit that it doesn't work, even though the more evidence is shown that it doesn't work. So now you've been caught, and so the only way that you can figure, you need plenty of time here now to spin your way out of all this. You've got your team working overtime trying to get you out of this damn mess. Well, the American people are not stupid. You're not going to get out. You're not going to get out of it. So now they want to have an investigation. And the only reason why they want to have the investigation, as Mr. Giuliani said last night, and I thought, and I'm sure most people are, is because now they can use the excuse, well, it's under investigation. I can't talk about it. The Inspector General has it all. I can't talk about it. Sorry. No comment. Inspector General's investigating. There's an investigation. You know that goddamn investigation is going to go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Up until they get to the point where they can figure out a way to spin everything and make, you know, Obama look great again. Great, wonderful. He's the savior. Well, it's not going to get any better. There's still going to be millions and millions and millions of people without health insurance. And when they go to the doctor or whatever, they think they've got insurance and they don't. It's going to be a monumental nightmare. Why would you want to do this, Mr. President? Why would you allow this to go on, knowing full well that, first of all, the website wasn't even finished yet? It wasn't even built. After $677 million in 3 years, and it's not built? Please. Why you personally, since you have all the executive order power, why you didn't fire a bunch of people, I have no idea. Oh, that's right. Nobody told you anything. Oh, that's right. Yeah, nobody tells the president anything. Yeah, he's just sitting over there in a corner, you know, at his desk and just waiting for somebody to call, tell him what's going on in the world. He just doesn't know. Yeah, he's just, you know, and Jay-Z hasn't called and told him, and Oprah, she hasn't called and told him nothing, and, you know, and MSNBC, they haven't called him yet, and, you know, he just doesn't know. He's, you know, it's not his fault. He's the president.
you know, there's no phone out there on the golf course because, you know, it doesn't get very good reception, you know, all the trees and all, you know. So, yeah, he just doesn't know. And there's, you know, there's nothing I can do. Well, yeah. Next question, please.
God. So now she wants to have this investigation so she doesn't have to talk about the abysmal numbers. Well, there aren't any numbers, and that's the goddamn problem. And that's why she doesn't want to talk about it, because there's nothing to talk about. The numbers are zero. So here she is. Here's your girlfriend, Kat Sebelius, just vomiting all over the place. Here she is. Go ahead, go.
As I told this committee at the end of October, the initial launch of healthcare.gov was flawed, frustrating, and unacceptable. And I believe strongly in accountability and our obligations as public servants to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah,
now
really?
Now that the website is working more smoothly, I've determined it's the right time to begin a process of better understanding the structural and managerial policies that led to the flawed launch so we can take action and avoid these problems in the future. And today I'm announcing some initial steps I've taken. I've asked our Inspector General, Dan Levinson, to investigate the development of healthcare.gov, including contractor acquisition, the overall management of the project, and performance and payment of our contractors. I've asked CMS Administrator Marilyn Tavner to create a new position of Chief Risk Officer at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and to expedite the search and hiring. This will be a full-time employee charged with assessing risk management practices and developing strategies to minimize those risks.
Shut up. You get the point. And, of course, a full-time employee, I wonder what their salary is going to be. Huh. Be very interesting to find out what that salary is going to be and who this person's going to be. Huh. Unbelievable. I wonder how much more that's going to cost American people now. Full-time, a risk manager? I mean, what the hell? Look, you don't need any more managers. You just follow some friggin' common sense. You don't need any more people. If you need to hire any more people to do this job, you obviously you're incompetent and you can't do yours. So you hire more incompetent people to pick up the slack? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. See, Mr. Boehner, this is what the hell we're talking about. This is what we're tired of. We can't afford any more of this crap. And all you're doing by these stupid deals that you're making, you're just giving them more money to spend on more crap like this. And we can't afford it. That's why we're pissed off, Mr. Boehner. That's why we're upset. My God, kid, come on. This is ridiculous. Now she's going to put an investigation out there so she doesn't have to talk. And, of course, the president can't talk. And, of course, now Jay Carney, he can't answer any questions anymore. That's going to help him out a lot. He's been beaten up a little bit lately. This guy's going to have a nervous breakdown one of these days, man. But, hey, I really don't feel sorry for him. I mean, if he's going to get up there and lie, man, he's going to have to learn to take it. I don't want to hear it. You know, if you're going to get up there and tell a lie, man, and keep lying after lying after lying, well, I mean, you need a damn good reason to be lying to the American people. I mean, you need a real good reason. And the end result must be very favorable to the American people. So far, every one of these lies has not been very favorable to the American people. How about those lies you told in Benghazi? Was that favorable to... certain people? Yeah, I know it's only four, but that's all right. How about Fast and Furious? Huh? Is that favorable to him? Yeah, he was only one, so that's all right. Yeah, just one. How about all those people that were targeted by the IRS because of your executive orders? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's favorable. Yeah. Stimulus package. Yeah. Was that favorable to the American people? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Healthcare. Well, yeah, Obamacare. Has that been favorable to the American people? Since the website is, you know, working just fine now. We're able to handle almost 50,000 people a day. Meanwhile, eBay and Amazon, these places handle like 50,000, what, an hour? Oh,
I mean, it's just the more you think about this, just Obamacare. I mean, how did we get to this? We knew it. I knew it. You knew it. Everybody knew it. This is why you don't have the government involved in things. They can't do it. $5.2 billion on a website and promotions. $4.5 billion to promote Obamacare, a mandated health care. Mandated, which means that you're supposed to do it. And they spent $4.5 billion on a mandate. If it's mandated, well, you shouldn't have to spend any money on it. It's mandated. You might want to spend a little money on, you know, how to get there, you know, how to sign up, where to go, but it shouldn't take $4.5 billion. My goodness gracious God. $4.5 billion to promote it. And now they're spending more money on the sexiest man in the world. I don't know what the hell he's going to do. Well, if I don't, you know, if I stop talking long enough, we might get to the damn story, but I guess my question is for Ms. Sebelius is, why didn't you have this investigation, say, I don't know, 6 months or so before Obamacare website was supposed to go online and find out why the hell it's not ready to go so we can do some like means testing? Why didn't you have that investigation, you know, at least a year ago? Sweetheart, what the hell? Where have you been? Why didn't you have the, you should have made sure that's your job. You should have had that investigation a long time ago. How the hell you people got to $677 million? You just stole the American people's money and you gave it to somebody else whoever that CMI, whatever the hell. I don't know how many companies are involved in this. They got the money and they didn't do anything. You would think most businesses, if you pay for a product and you don't get it, you can get your money back. You can go to court and you can get your money back. If you pay for something and don't get anything in return, you can get your money back. There's legal ways to get your money back. Why didn't you get your money back? Huh? Kat, are you paying attention there, sweetie? Why didn't you get your money back? Oh, that's right. Yeah, were you taking part of it too? Did you have your grubby little mittens in it as well, huh? Seems like it. Doesn't it seem like all these people are making out on Obamacare is why they don't want to get rid of it, like Boehner and King and all this? They act big and tough that they want to get rid of it, but they know they're not going to get rid of it. And the Democrats know they're not going to get rid of it. So we got to get rid of them so we can get people in there that will get rid of it. That's what we got to do. We got to go on a firing spree. I wish it was this past November, but it's not. It's a year from now. Just think, in 2 months since Obamacare got started, just look at all that damage. Now think what this is going to look like a year from now. How much more damage do you think you can realistically take? Uh-huh. What's going to happen in January when people go to the emergency room and they're all coming in there thinking they got all this Obamacare and they find out they don't? These people are going to riot. Then what's going to happen? Oh, my God. Now they're going to have armed guards at the hospitals now. Good God damn it. This is the kind of crap that we don't need, and there's no reason for this crap. And this is coming, too. This is no joke. This is going to happen. You can put it in the book. Matter of fact, it's already in the book, page one. I don't understand why. Did anybody not think about any of this stuff? How do you not think about this stuff? You got $677 billion or $1 million to play on a website. Nobody wants to think about any of this stuff. Nobody wants to think about anything. How do you spend $677 million on a website? A website! And it's still not even built yet. It's still not being built. Now I want you to listen to this exchange here. This is our girlfriend, Kat, again, once again. Here she is describing how it's not her fault. No, no, no. It's always the insurance company's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. I wonder why that is. It's never, why would it be her fault? Now, no, it's not our own. This is all the insurance company's fault. No, 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 no. It wasn't Obamacare. It's not in the law. Well, yeah, it kind of is in the law. That grandfather clause, yeah. Yeah, how about that? Hell yeah, your grandfather right there. Well, it is in the law, and they are forcing these companies to cancel you. They don't have a choice, Ms. Sebelius. You see, because if the plan changes, what, $5? Five big bucks. They have to cancel you. So, yeah, the law does say that you have to cancel, although the law does not say specifically that you must cancel these particular policies. No. But it makes it in a way where the insurance companies don't have a choice but to cancel these policies. So, yes, this bill does basically say, or not basically, but it does say, yeah, you have to cancel these policies. But it's not the bill's fault. It's not Obama's fault. It's not Mrs. Sebelius' fault. It's the insurance company's fault. So go ahead and listen to this exchange between Kat, and I can't remember who the hell it is, but I think this is my girl. I can't remember her name, Ellis or something like that. But anyway, go ahead and listen to this. Cut number two here. Go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Madam Secretary, for being with us. I have some specific questions to ask about the promises that the President made to the American people as he was rolling out the idea of the Affordable Care Act. One of those promises being, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. Can you commit to the American people today that this is true and that they will be able to keep their doctor?
Congresswoman, I think that, as you well know, in the private market, networks change on a constant basis. The President is not overtaking the private health insurance market. There is nothing in the
You are absolutely right, but
that
is
would
the
cause
promise,
a person to lose a doctor.
The promise that was made to the American people so that this piece of legislation, which is now law, was passed, was that they would be able to keep their doctor.
Again,
yes or
most
no?
Consumers will have the opportunity to pick and choose a network that continues their doctor. There's nothing in the law that has their doctor lost to them.
There is nothing in the law, but there are networks that are now very narrowed as a result of the law. Is that not true? There are medical
insurance
centers.
Companies make network decisions day in and day
but
out.
But that was
Any
not the that is not the promise that the President made. Did the President not make that promise
this
to the American
people?
This
is the private insurance market that changes networks on basically a daily
basis. Then why in the world, Madam Secretary, did the President make that promise to the American people?
I think the President was trying to assure people that the law did not require them to lose their doctor. They have a network.
No, I don't believe that he was reassuring the American people that they would lose their doctor. I think he was reassuring the American people that if this law passed, that they would be able to keep their doctor. So therefore, today you are basically saying no, that this is not the case.
I'm saying that there is, again, this is the private insurance market where insurance companies develop networks and change them on a regular basis.
And the American people will be able to keep their doctor if they pay more, according to Ezekiel Emanuel.
They can choose a network where their doctor is available. They can choose a plan where their doctor is not available based on the kind of premium, the kind of deductible, the kind of situation.
Well, I see that my time has expired, so thank you, Madam Secretary.
I mean, just my God in heaven. I mean, that is just, I mean, that is pathetic. It's pitiful. I mean, here they are reaching. I mean, you can't get any lower where these people are reaching. No, it has nothing to do with the bill. No, no. That's the insurance companies. It's not our fault. It's never their fault. They're the only ones that are involved in making the mess. but it's always somebody else's fault. Now, how can that be? It's the Republicans' fault. Did you know that? Republicans weren't even allowed in any of the meetings, but because Obamacare is a failure, it's their fault. And Fox News' fault because they underfunded it, according to Zeke Emanuel. How about that, Zeke? This guy's a doctor? How do you become a doctor? How do you remain a doctor when you suffer from delusions? This guy not suffering from delusions, and he's a doctor. When he thinks that Fox News has the power, and not only has the power, but actually executed that power and defunded Obamacare, or underfunded Obamacare. Fox News underfunded Obamacare. Fox News. Now, this guy's a doctor. How do you remain keep your medical practice when you are suffering from delusions? Wasn't there another doctor watching Fox News? There had to have been at least one doctor watching that interview, or has seen it after it's aired. There has to be at least one doctor that has seen that. And there's a lot of doctors in Congress. They should have seen that. Well, if somebody is suffering from delusions, and it's clearly obvious that if you think Fox News has the ability, not only the ability, but that they actually did it, was to underfund Obamacare, you need to lose your practice. You can't be working on people, practicing medicine on people. You're like that sign language guy there at Mandela's funeral. You're a fake. Well, at least I slept at a Holiday Inn last night. Yeah. I mean, what the hell? So here we got more waste, fraud, and abuse, taxpayers' money spent for the rollout of Obamacare. Oregon. The state of Oregon. I grew up in Vancouver, Washington, right across the river from Portland, Oregon, the Columbia River. Oregon signs up just 44 people for Obamacare. And here, Oregon, I mean, they are all libs all day, boy. I mean, they are some Birkenstock wearing Obama. Oh, man, those Obots came out for him when he went to Oregon, and oh, they just love him there. I mean, it is lib, lib, lib. The problem with the state of Oregon, they try to be like everybody. One moment they're like California. Any state that's in the news, they've always got some kind of connection with the state. They're a state that they're just looking for their own identity. Well, they have their own identity if they just shut up and quit trying to be like everybody else. They overlive themselves so they can outlive California. Oh, God, just shut up. Just live, man. Live. Live, be free, man. So Oregon signs up 44 people for Obamacare, despite spending $300 million. So let me start doing some figures here, man. Let's see. We got $5 billion. I'm going to start adding this stuff. This is only just a couple of states. I wonder what the rest of the states are. I'm going to have to go get that information. I'm going to figure this out. $5,177,000,000. Already for that's the federal spending. Now you've got the state of Oregon. They've got another $300 million. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. That's a state, $300 million, and you sign up 44 people. You've got to be kidding me. Oregon has got the fewest sign-ups in the nation. Unbelievable. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, the weak number of signups undercuts two major defenses of Obamacare from its supporters. One defense was the state-based exchanges was performing a lot better for LGBT, but Oregon's website problems has forced the state to rely on paper applications to sign up the participants. Well, isn't that, oh my God. So here they are. They can't get a website to work. They spend $300 million on a website, and they can't get it to work. Well, maybe if you spent $677 million, maybe you might have, you know, be a little better than what you are. You still wouldn't be completely built yet, but, you know, you'd be, you know, better off. Paper applications. Don't even think for 1 second those paper applications. So you still have to manually input that into the computer. Just because it's a paper application doesn't mean a damn thing. That does not mean that you are signed up. That means you have an application in there. And even if you do, say you sign up, you give them your paper and you bring out your checkbook and you sign yourself a checkbook. Okay, they're going to go ahead and cash that check. So here you are. You think you've done your due diligence. You paid your dues right there. You got your premium all paid off, and you're ready to go, man. You can't wait till New Year's Eve so you can go out, get yourself good and piss drunk and fall down the street, break your nose, have to go to the emergency room and not give a damn because you have Obamacare. Well, you're going to get to the emergency room. They're going to find out, well, yeah, you might have paid that, and the government cashed your check, but we got nothing in the computer here. See, when you have that paper application, you have to have that paper application has to be manually inputted into the computer. And if you've got some jackwagon that has not finished their training yet, most of them probably don't even speak English, and they're inputting it in there. God only knows what the hell they're doing. Well, guess what happens? You got somebody's in there. But that somebody doesn't exist. They spelled your name wrong. They got wrong addresses down. I mean, that's all it takes. There's going to be a lot of angry people going to emergency rooms, going to doctor's offices. You're going to see a lot of very, very, very angry people. Mark my word. Put it in a book. Going to happen. And for what? For what? What did we get out of this, Mr. Obama? Are you proud? That's what I'd like to know. Why can't you just admit that this isn't working? You're hurting the American people. You're harming them. You're not helping the American people. This health care is not looking out for the best interests of the American people. I'm sorry, but the American people are not benefiting from your health care. This is not promoting the general welfare of the public, which, again, that's right, it's not in the preamble anymore because the preamble isn't here. Let's see, what the hell do I got here? I got a period. That's what I got left on the paper. Unbelievable. That's what's left of the Constitution is one period. Unbelievable. Now you got Connecticut Health Exchange buys three murals for $24,980 each. You know, you don't have to spend that kind of money and go through all this extravaganza, or you shouldn't have to anyway, to promote something that's mandatory. Think about that. If it's mandatory, it's mandatory. Yes, I can understand. Yeah, you want to do a little bit because it's brand new and you want to advertise on where to go and how to get on it, how to get on the website. But, you know, commercials, you could do things in ways where you would not have to spend $4.5 billion for advertising. That's ridiculous, especially for something that's mandatory. There's other ways that you could do it. That you don't, I don't remember seeing any real commercials. I don't know, I mean, I guess they're on there, but I don't watch that much television, but I don't pay attention to the Teeny Popper channel. You hear sometimes on radio and this and that, but there's other smarter ways where you could advertise a mandatory, everybody knows it's mandatory anyway. So Access Health CT, which is Connecticut's Obamacare, the quasi-public state agency that runs Connecticut's Obamacare Exchange, spent nearly $75,000 to commission three murals, plus nearly $4,000 to have one of them installed. $4,000 to install a mural. Unbelievable. What are those installer men? What are they made out of, gold? contracts with the three artists, Adam Nikolowitz, Catro Storm, and Raphael Cornier Jr., show they were each paid $24,980 to produce murals 8 feet tall and 32 feet long. The agency paid Adams Ahern Sign Solutions $3,945.51 to install. Care isn't just about getting people insurance for unexpected medical emergencies. It's also about providing access to the preventive care and wellness programs that will help people become and stay healthier, said by Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman, who is a co-chairman of the Access Health CT Board. This mural, she goes on to say, is a creative way for us to express the commitment to building healthier communities. I mean, you make me just that's sickening. That's nauseating. Don't give me that. Oh, it's a creative way to bring the communities together. Yeah, well, it didn't work, sweetheart. You got nobody to sign up. Jesus, God. They keep dumping more money. Well, we didn't spend enough money. Just keep spending money until it finally works. Or how about just give it up because it's never going to work. Health and Human Services is boasting of enrollment for November that was 4 times as high as October, yet 62% of the total was in state exchanges, some of which are marginally less prone to crashing than the federal version. Well, less prone, let's put it that way. Then again, 41 states posted signups only in 3 or 4 figures. Wow, imagine that. 3 figures. Including 8 states that run their own exchanges. How about that? Not even the states that run their own exchanges are really doing all that good. There's a couple of them that are, you know, doing all right. I think one of them is doing fairly well, but they're not nowhere near. I mean, they're not in the millions. They're barely in the thousands. And people who actually, really, truly are 100% actually got it in the computer, you're in the computer, you paid your premium, the government has cashed your check, those are very, 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 very few. If not, there's probably zero. That's exactly why they got to have this investigation. One, so they can shut the hell up and not have to answer any of these questions and not dig themselves deeper and deeper into holes. Well, I think that's bogus. I think, no. I think the Congress should request an investigation, a criminal investigation on what the hell happened to $5,177,000,000 of the taxpayers' money, and we still have a website with nobody who is actually enrolled in Obamacare. That's what needs to happen. Screw them. They don't get another inspector general that you are going to hire, so they're going to give you the report that you tell them to give you, and then you're going to puke it out to the American people, and you're going to expect us to believe you? I don't believe what the hell that report is, and it hasn't even been written yet. You haven't even begun an investigation, and I'm not going to believe it. Why should I? Give me a reason to believe you, and I'll start believing you. But so far, you've never given me one reason to believe you, this entire administration, not one person. I don't have to wait to find out to read the damn thing that I know it's going to be bogus. It is bogus. The idea of you getting in the inspector general to keep you from speaking, that's bogus. And Congress should see right through that and put an end to that kind of crap. Congress, you got to look. You got to let your testes drop, man. Let them drop. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You got to start putting some people in the hot seat here. The real hot seat. We need a judge and jury sitting there. That's what we need. Among the 137,204 federal signups, no state is reaching the critical mass necessary for stable insurance prices. Well, how can they? No one's signing up. One, the only people that are signing up are people who are getting from Medicaid and Medicare. The people who have to actually pay for it aren't signing up, and the ones that think they're paying for it aren't actually enrolled. You wait. You wait till the first week of January. There's going to be some yay. Make sure you don't get hurt, man. That's just make sure you just don't need a doctor. I don't know. Cage yourself up. I don't know. But what are people supposed to do? I mean, there are people out there. I don't mean to make fun of Kristen Gillibrand and all of her, I make fun of her because she's using this, all the mothers with preconditioned kids with asthma. I mean, I believe she's disrespecting these mothers. I don't believe she's out there looking for her best interest, because these mothers who do have kids with asthma think they're signed up, but they're not. And they're losing their insurance. These mothers do not have insurance. These numbers show it right here, Ms. Gillibrand. The numbers are right here. We know that there's nobody signed up for this. Those mothers out there who think that they're signed up for Obamacare are not. What are they going to do when that kid has an asthma attack? Now they're going to charge a woman. She won't be able to afford that. What are you doing to these people? Ms. Gillibrand, you should have thought a little bit about this stuff before you went on there and started, but see, they don't. They don't care. It's demagoguery. All you got to do is go out there and blame the Republicans for it. Oh, and I care, especially those mothers with children with asthma. I mean, come on. Stop using those people. You're using those people for your political advantage. That's what pisses me off. I don't have a problem with these mothers with their kids with asthma. I'm not making fun of them. I'm making fun of her for using these mothers with kids with asthma. Props for their political advantage. That's what I'm pissed off about. I think that's disgusting. And what you people are doing to these illegal immigrants coming over here is just absolutely repugnant. I find that criminal. You're using them for votes. No other reason. They're not a person to you. You need them into Obamacare. Hopefully they got enough money to pay for it. You want them in that so you can get your system working. You people are desperate. The American people aren't signing up for it, so you might as well get illegal aliens to sign up for it. But you know a lot of them are going to get it for, if not free, they're going to get it for hardly next to nothing. So all these subsidies, now you're going to have more people that are going to have to get into it, but no one's getting into it. So we got to tax the rich. I mean, these people just don't think this cannot sustain itself. Obamacare has to go. We have people right now that need insurance. And so the only people that actually really got into Obamacare were people who got their insurance companies canceled, and they got forced into it. But the people that actually needed it, the so-called, well, whatever number you wanted to use, anywhere from 10 to 40 to 50 million people that didn't have insurance, they're not signing up for it. So all you did was take people that already had insurance and you switched them into Obamacare. And they pay in 2, 3, 4 times as much and getting a whole bunch less. But they get that free abortion. Woo-wee. That makes them feel good. That makes up for it, you know. You can't get that hip replacement or that heart transplant, but you can get that free abortion. That'll cure you. Hey, abortion a day keeps the doctor away. So there's a lot more new taxes with Obamacare now. Michael Studnick, a certified public accountant with Studnick. I think it's Studnick, not Studnick. Studnick and Associates in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, explained some of the new taxes placed on earned and unearned income. The new earned income tax to help fund Obamacare is 0.9%. Earned income is compensation from participation in business, including wages, salary, tips, commissions, and bonuses. This tax will be placed on any income earned over $200,000 for those who are single and, of course, $250,000 for those who are married. The new unearned income tax is more complicated. Simple definition of unearned income is income derived from sources like, well, you know, your dividends, investments, and rental property, and on and on and on. So your modified adjusted income over $200,000 if you're single and over $250,000 if you're married will be compared to your earned income. The lesser of the two will be taxed at 3%. Here's what you do. You go home. Go into the dining room. Drop your pants. Bend over the dining room table and say these magic words. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Jesus, God Almighty, they're going to get you from every damn angle they possibly can. They're going to screw you till you smile. Unbelievable. Well, thank God we got Mr. Issa. He sure knows how to hold a committee hearing, sure knows how to throw a fit. But what I want is I want an end result. I want to see more of these fits in a grand jury. We've got enough evidence here to put some people behind bars or something, at least scare the hell out of them, do something. I mean, we've got a lot of criminal activity. I mean, this goes beyond anything that George Bush ever did. This goes beyond anything that any president has done. The amount. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, NSA, stimulus packages, health care, what he's done to health care. He's destroyed health care in America. We don't have it anymore. That's criminal. And they're making people sign up on a website that's insecure so all their personal information can be hacked. And if they're not in it, they're going to fine you. That's illegal. You can't fine somebody for not being able to comply with a law due to circumstances beyond their control. You can't fine somebody. That's not right. I don't care even if it is $95. That's not legal. You cannot fine somebody if they are unable to comply with the law due to circumstances beyond their control. I find that criminal. I don't know. I'm not a criminal lawyer. I don't think you have to be a criminal lawyer. I know that if you hold up a liquor store with a gun, I know that's criminal. I don't need to be a goddamn lawyer to know that. I know that if you're forcing somebody to do something, buy something, and you don't deliver on that, on what they pay for, I know that's criminal. So let's see what the hell this is all about. Mr. Issa, I haven't read anything. I don't know anything about what the hell's going on. All I know is a headline. He accuses the Health and Human Services of criminally obstructing probe into Obamacare website. Well, I'm sure they probably did. There's going to be a few people that are going to be in their office with a shotgun shell to the back of their head and with a suicide note. The Health and Human Services Department has told contractors working on the problem-plagued Obamacare on its website not to release the documents. Wonder what that's for. Not to release the documents to congressional investigators. Now, why? Why would they do that? Why would they tell the contractors not to give any documents to congressional investigators? Congressional investigators. A mandate slammed as criminal obstruction. Good. It is. The December 6th letter from CMS official Daniel Kane says that although the department understands Congress's need for documents to continue its probe into the issues with healthcare.gov, the agency is concerned about security risks from releasing testing information to third parties. Therefore, the letter states the agency has decided not to allow contractors to release any documents to any third party, telling the contractors to send congressional investigators to CMS, who will handle the requests themselves. You starting to see what the hell's happening here? It's called a runaround. Runaround Sue, that's what's happening here. The letter was sent after the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee contacted 11 of the top contractors of the Obamacare website as part of its investigation. The press release Wednesday, Mr. Issa said, the HHS request amounts to criminal obstruction, which I believe it is. And he has sent a letter to HHS Secretary Kat Sebelius demanding the agency have further communication with the contractors about the probe. Or have no further communication. The department's hostility toward questions from Congress and the media about the implementation of Obamacare is well known, Issa said. The department's most recent effort to stonewall, however, has morphed from more into criminal obstruction of a congressional investigation. Sometimes, you know, when you read some of this stuff, they got people that misspell words. Now, I can't spell my name most of the damn time. You think I got a broken left-handed tongue and can't speak? Well, I got two broken left-handed hands, and they cannot spell worth a damn, no matter what I do. But anyway, I read some words. I go into my, you know, that spell check. Thank God for that. But I spell stuff so bad. I mean, the computer it just comes back no friggin' idea. Well, sometimes they have this here, too, and then they spell it so crazy, I can't read it. Sometimes I can't tell it's misspelled, because I misspell it that way. They add words that are not supposed to be there, and it happens. Misprints. Oh, God, so what the hell is this here? But anyway, the bottom line is, yes, we know that there's criminal activity. I don't want to, I understand what he's trying to do. I understand, I get it, but I don't want any more, no more stupid committee hearings. I want a grand jury. This is criminal. ISA said that by requiring CMS handle the information request instead of the contractor's agency is breaking a federal statute that prohibits anyone from interfering with a worker's right to cooperate with a congressional investigation, and he's right. The federal obstruction laws reflect that the fact that the Congress's right to access the information is constitutionally based and critically to the integrity and effectiveness of our oversight and investigative activities. For that reason, it is widely understood that the private citizens and companies cannot contact away their duty to comply with the congressional request for documents. But see, this is it. This is all we're going to do. We're going to write letters. I don't want any more goddamn letters. I want to see these people. I want to see somebody being brought up for something. I want to see somebody be held accountable. I'm sorry, but Fast and Furious, I don't care if it was only one person that lost their life. Regardless, I don't care. Even if there wasn't anybody that lost their life, even if it wasn't him, there wasn't one person that lost their life in Fast and Furious. That's besides the point. The point is you do not give guns to Mexican cartel and not keep track of the guns. If you're going to give guns to the bad people and find out where they're going to go, you need to be able to keep track of these guns. But if you lose track of them and you have no business, you don't even track them in the first place, that is criminal. Plain and simple, that is criminal. And why Mexico didn't throw a big fit about it, I don't know. Obviously, you see, these drug cartels, they pretty much control these politicians. And politicians can only really do so much. If they get too hot and heavy with these boys, well, they get killed. Those drug cartels are, those boys are, they're serious. Let's put it that way. They do not mess around. They're, and now we go ahead and we put more guns in their hands. I mean, it just. And what happened in Benghazi? My God, that is so, there are so many criminal activities that went on just with Benghazi. It's pathetic. so many criminal activities, what went on with just the stimulus package. And now we got Obamacare, what's going on? I mean, $5.2 billion. And we have, what, just a few thousand that are actually enrolled? And those are the only people that lost their insurance? That had great insurance that they liked, but because they didn't have free abortion on their policy, they had to be canceled? I mean, this is ridiculous. That's what's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. It's crap like that, Mr. Boehner, that why we're so upset. So no, we don't have to read your stupid bill to know that it's a piece of crap. You see, Mr. Boehner, we don't have to read that bill. I mean, first of all, we have Patty Murray slobbering all over herself, so we know it's a bad deal. We don't need to read it. That's number one. But number two, we know you. We know what kind of deal you're going to promote, and we're sick of it. So now Obamacare, they're desperate. I mean, they are scraping at the bottom of the barrel, man. They're at the nitty-gritty here, man. They are scraping low. The Obama administration is bringing in the sexiest man alive to help boost Obamacare enrollment numbers. Well, that's to get the girls in there so they can get those abortions. They've got to push those abortions. Is there a contest with the other countries in Europe to see who can abort the most babies in a year? Is there a bet going on or something? Or do you get a prize of what country can abort the most babies a year? I mean, what the hell? Why is it so important? I don't know. I don't get it. Pop singer Adam Levine, never heard of him. I'm sure he's good. All the little teeny boppers. Oh, Adam Levine. It's either Levine or Levine, whatever. Who won the designation from People Magazine last month? Well, you're in People Magazine. You made it big. Is among the celebrities who will be promoting enrollment in online health insurance exchanges as part of a social media campaign kicking off tomorrow. With enrollment totals being, or enrollment totals, there I go, tongue again, enrollment totals behind administration projections. Behind? No. They're not behind. They haven't even begun. There's nothing there. You're not behind. You haven't started. When enrollment totals behind administration projections after the botched startup of Federal Exchange, 17 state exchanges joined by an advocacy group are drawing on Obama administration allies in entertainment and sports to promote signups. Oh, we need somebody using social media such as Facebook and Twitter. The goal, according to Bloomberg, is 100 million internet contacts. Huh. See, now this is when I read that, I was like, now wait a minute. Their goal is only to get their goal is to get 100 million internet contacts. Don't you think their goal would be to get people actually signed up rather than just go see the sexiest man alive? That's what they're going to do. They just want the contacts so they can use that number. Oh, look, we got 100 million people that are interested. No, they were interested in seeing this guy with his shirt off, all the teeny boppers. And they went into it more than once because they seen it, they got off, and then they went back on again the next day, and they go on again the next day. What the hell are they trying to prove here? Who are they trying to kid? 100 million internet contacts is just people looking at the stupid picture, and there's a girl's looking, you know, every day. And that number keeps up. You go on the site, you get off, you go on, you get off, you get on. More clicks, so they'll get their 100 million contacts, but that's it. They're not going to get anybody signed up. What is the point? Just because you can use that number for propaganda to say that people are interested? They're not interested. If they were interested, they'd sign up, but they're not interested. That's why they're not signing up. And 100 million internet contacts? It's just the girls going in there to get their jollies off of this guy who's supposed to be the sexiest man alive with his shirt off. If I was that age and they had Farrah Fawcett like when I was a kid, of course he'd be looking at that damn thing. You'd be looking at it every day. All right, this interpreter and the mentor. I mean, this is funny. This story is not funny. I mean, look, whatever you want. I mean, look, the man's funeral, if you believe in the guy and what he did was good things, okay, fine. But if you were a real fan of Mandela, which I'm sure there probably people are, I think they would, you know, but they were people, they were dancing, they would get, I don't know, it just seemed like the whole funeral was completely disrespectful. It's raining. Obama's over there taking selfies and flirting with the Prime Minister of Denmark, with having a threesome with the Prime Minister of England, having a menage a trois. Little poor Michelle, she's sitting over there in the corner with a big old ugly puss on her face. Wah! No one includes me into the fun. And well, there might be a reason for that, Michelle, but I mean, that's just whatever. So anyway, she's got her panties in a wad. I mean, it's just everything is completely disrespectful. Now you get this guy up here who's, having epileptic seizures or something when he's speaking sign language and talking to angels. And I guess, you know, you got to be an angel to understand what the hell he says. So let's find out. I mean, this is, you can't help but laugh about this. I mean, it's really not the right, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this is a memorial service for somebody. Whether you like him or not, it's a memorial service, and it should be a solemn occasion. It should not have been a joke. You know what I mean? I mean, it shouldn't have been like this. Whether you like the guy or not, I'm not a real big, you know, fan either way. Love him or hate him. But the point is, this is a memorial service. But I mean, it just keeps getting richer and richer every day. God only knows what the hell we're going to find out this afternoon or what the hell went on there. So anyway, let's find out what this is all about here. The man accused of faking sign interpretation while standing alongside world leaders like U.S. President Barack and St. Obama at Nelson Mandela's memorial service said that he saw angels at the event. Angels. Has also been violent in the past and suffers from schizophrenia. How did this guy get to, how did he get the job? I just don't know. But, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is hilarious. I mean, this is like a Leslie Nielsen movie, this whole funeral. I mean, you could write probably an award-winning comedy just on Nelson Mandela's funeral alone. I mean, what the hell? It's just, you know, my brother said it best. He's like, you know, it's just the wrong place for this crap. And I said, yeah, you're right. It is. But it's also funny. I mean, but it's not funny and disrespectful. It's funny because it's just, it's silly. It's stupid. So Themsquana Gentigi, I'm not even going to attempt to try to say that one again. We'll just call him by his last name, Jan T.G., said in a 45-minute interview with the Associated Press that his hallucinations began while he was interpreting and that he tried not to panic because there were armed policemen around me. So he doesn't want to panic because there's armed police around him, but he's got these angels speaking to him here. So he added that he was once hospitalized in a mental health facility for more than a year. But you see, he apologized for his performance, so that makes it all right. Let's see, the statements by Jan T.G. raised serious security issues for Obama. Nobody else? Oh, and the other heads of state. Well, as long as you got Obama in there first. So, well, yeah. I mean, what happened that day? I see angels come to the stadium. I start realizing that the problem is here. And the problem, I don't know the attack of this problem. How will it come? Sometimes I get violent on that place. Sometimes I will see things chasing me. Jan T.G. said. how do you, I was in a very difficult position, he says. And remember those people, the president and everyone, they were armed. There was armed police around me. If I start panicking, I'll start being a problem. I have to deal with this in a manner so that I mustn't embarrass my country. So you start signing in Angel, and you're not embarrassing your country. I mean, you're, what the, just how do you, God, I mean, come on. Oh, my God, this is just unbelievable. I mean, it's funny. My God, talking to angels and, oh, my Lord. And how do you, I still don't understand that if an angel's talking to you, don't you think that the angel will give you, like, I don't know, maybe courage or inspiration or some kind of, you know, sprinkle some angel dust on you and make you interpret the right way so everybody can understand you, even people who aren't deaf and don't understand sign language? Why would that angel come down there and make you sign in angel gibberish? And what the hell were the angels doing? What did they say to him? Were they, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. It sounds to me like he just came up with that excuse. It seems to me, I think the guy probably just got the gig and said, hey, man, I'm just going to have some fun. I'd do it. Hey, why not? Act there like you're doing sign language and coming up with stuff. Nobody's going to know the difference. I think it's kind of funny that he did it, but, you know, it's just the wrong place to do that at. So he has to, now he has to spin his way out of this. That's the problem with the world. You don't need to be held accountable. You just need to have good spin. You don't got good enough spin, well, you're guilty. But if you got good spin, well, that's good. I can appreciate that. Oh, okay, you're not guilty. So now we have our king, Barack Hussein Obama, who's going to extend amnesty for all the young illegals. We need them to sign up for Obamacare. Need them to vote Democrat. We're losing Democrats, so we need more. So far, Obama's deputies have granted the 2-year deferred action for childhood arrivals amnesty to at least 567,563 illegals, giving them the right to get jobs in every state, get driver's licenses, and in some states to enroll in school and receive government aid. And, of course, they didn't print, but we all know to vote. Only 21,162 illegals have been rejected. I wonder what for. Were they Republican? They believed in the Tea Party? It'd be interesting to find out, though. Obama's 2-year amnesty will start timing out in 2014, shortly before the midterm elections, of course. Why do you think? Gee, I wonder why. Look, somebody's got to start telling these illegal aliens the damn truth, and they're just being over here for votes. That's it. They're not over. They're just a vote. They need Obamacare, so they're trying to, hopefully they've got enough money to pay for it. But most of them probably don't. But they'll vote Democrat, and that's what really counts. That's what matters. And the more illegal aliens we got in here that are getting subsidies and getting it for nothing, well, that gives us another excuse so we can tax more of the white, rich, gray-haired Republicans. Because they hold all the money. So we got to tax them. You're not being brought over here, illegals. I'm sorry, and I got to call you an illegal because you're here illegally. If I went over to your country illegally, I would be illegal. It's not offensive. It's just the way it is. You're being used for votes and for votes only. And it's sad, but it is true. You're being taken advantage of, and I find that just absolutely sick. Because I'm sure there are a lot of aliens that are coming over here illegally that really want to come over here for the right reasons. I'm sure there are some. Unfortunately, there's no way to tell who's coming over here for the right reasons and who's coming over here for the wrong reasons. There's no way to tell. But those that are being brought over here by our government and refuse to allow the Border Patrol arrest these people, or they're going to get arrested. You people are being taken advantage of. You're used to simply be a vote. I'm sorry, but that's the stone cold hard reality, and it's time to recognize it. And speaking of time, we are now out of time. All right, guys, we will see you back here tomorrow. Hopefully, if my brother is sober enough, he'll call in tomorrow. We'll get some football picks. We're getting close to the end of the season. We got two more weeks, and we got the playoffs, and I can't wait. Again, I still cannot get over what they have done to the Super Bowl. My mother called me the other day. She found out about it. She's flipping out. Everybody is pissed. And that's going to turn out to be the worst Super Bowl in history. I'm sorry, but that committee, you guys are bullies, and you're cowards, and you're punks. And no other way around it. What you do not take the game away from the fans. Look, it's going to be the worst Super Bowl in history. This is the worst rollout in healthcare history. So why not? Why not? We got everything else crashing in the United States. Why not just crash and destroy the goddamn Super Bowl too? We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10.